Hi, this is Dana Gould, and you're listening to New Dissident Radio, where we've finally gotten the video out of audio video.
Hello, and welcome to Ardent Atheist, where reason reigns supreme, not frogs and fish. Today's episode brought to you by billions of years of evolution. Skyping in from Philly is my co-host and producer, Heather Henderson.
Hi, everybody.
You know Heather from the Facebooks, on the intertubes, and as the lead singer of Pendulette's No God Band coming again this year to TAM 2012. You can find your links to our guests' website, join our Twitter and Facebook feeds, subscribe to our premium 90-minute full-length episodes, and our email addresses at ardentatheist.com.
If you'd like to take part in a live chat moderated by Joe Swam, go to the Facebook group, Ardent Atheist, Wall of Reason, join our group, and chat us up.
And please go to iTunes, subscribe to our podcast for free, and write a review. Help us get in the top 10. Or go to ardentatheist.com/premium and subscribe to our premium content for a measly $10.
Do it or I never come back from Philly.
You know you prefer L.A.
Maybe I don't.
Okay. Whatever to get them to iTunes or to buy the premium subscription. Whatever it takes.
Go subscribe or I stay in Philly and ride around aimlessly on the subway until I'm killed and raped. Not in that order.
Very sexy. We only have a couple of rules on our show. Rule number one, guests may plug anything they want because we sure as hell are.
That's go subscribe to our 90-minute premium show, god damn it.
And rule number two, if you're a listener who's ever been offended by anything, get a sledgehammer and destroy your computer now. This show has no restrictions on language or content. And certainly has nothing for you, you Bible-thumping, no-reading Pope fucker. In the studio tonight, we have Jeff Wayne, Taylor Williamson, and Philbert Cousin. Thanks for being here, guys.
Wonderful to be here.
You know these guys from showbiz. So, Taylor.
Hey.
Nice hair.
Oh, thanks.
Welcome back. I think third time on the show?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
It's nice to have you back.
Thank you very much. I enjoy this program.
Do you?
I really do.
You don't listen to this program.
I listen to more than several episodes that I was not on.
Really? Honestly?
For my own entertainment.
Okay, name one guest you've listened to. I'm calling you out on this. One guest.
Paul Provenza.
Son of a bitch. You know he's been on 20 times. You're an asshole.
How would I know he was on if he wasn't on an episode that
okay,
I was
you
on?
Know, that's a compelling argument. You're very good at this. You might have me on the ropes on this
Andy
one.
Dick? Did I listen to Andy Dick on
Andy
here?
Dick was on? Did you really
that
listen
was
to Andy
so
Dick?
Long ago, you
yeah.
retard.
Oh, my God. Heather's calling you a retard.
I'm being hated on for listening to from the beginning.
You're being hate.
It was like the third fucking episode.
You guys, I don't have to be here.
Well, thanks for being here, Taylor.
You're welcome.
I appreciate
hopefully the door is locked. You have to be here.
Yeah, you're sealed in, brother.
I have a pro wrestling comedy show to get to. It's very interesting.
Do you really?
There's like all these pro wrestlers, and it's like A-list, big-time pro wrestlers are doing a comedy show. It's
well, that
very
sounds
odd.
Awful.
It's
that sounds absolutely abjectly awful. That sounds
like,
horrific.
It's like my childhood dream come true.
You like wrestling?
I mean, it's pretty great.
We'll talk to you in a minute.
This is God,
shut up.
God loves wrestling.
I'm not talking to you.
Of course God loves wrestling.
Yes. Why would you say of course God loves wrestling, Heather?
Well, you know, he likes to torture people and give them pain and agony right. and agony.
Hit them with a chair and throw them out of the ring.
Sure.
For not agreeing with him. Yeah, she makes a strong point. Jeff Wayne, the believer in the room.
Yes.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, and I think it's wonderful that we have wrestlers that want to be comedians. Why not? Everybody else is today.
Exactly.
I think it's the other way around, actually.
You think so?
Well, wherever the money is, that's where we go.
Wherever the money is. That's exactly right. Well, I'm always amazed. I mean, comedy seems to be the place that dying performers all kind of gravitate to in their last-ditch effort to get attention from people.
Cato Kaelin.
There you go. Cato Kaelin.
Remember when he came on to do comedy?
I do. How did his career last? Did that go well, his comedy career?
He's looking for another murder. So hopefully if we have a hot show tonight, Heather will be reporting something horrible on the air. She'll be on the front of all the newspapers tomorrow, breaking news. On not only MSNBC, but Fox.
But Fox.
Because
you are fair.
Something horrible on
you're
the air.
Fair and balanced.
So, Jeff Wayne.
Yes.
I've known Jeff for, good God, man. I mean,
many
it's
years.
25 years plus,
yeah.
at
yeah.
least. Stand-up comic. Yeah. Been around the road for a bazillion years, just like me. And I never knew that you were like a, you know, a God-fearing kid. You're our believer, if you will.
I'm right the believer?
Now. You're the believer
this
in the
is
room.
The best well, we you have, could do to no, represent the Christians is me.
Not at all. We have two believers in the room. We'll get to
scripturally, I would be the worst kind of believer because I would be called lukewarm.
Lukewarm believer.
That's the worst kind of believer.
Talk to me about how were you raised, Jeff?
I was raised poor white trash in Kentucky.
Okay.
And one of the things that ardent atheists. And by the way, you're not militant, are you?
I am probably considered militant by many.
Because I was going to tell you.
Very Ben, fucking militant.
Okay. Yeah. The screenwriter Ben Hecht always said a wonderful thing, which was a militant atheist is like somebody standing outside of an empty room screaming there's nobody in there.
Well, that's exactly right. Well, there's one difference, though. There's yes. one difference. There's nobody in an empty room who's trying to take away the rights of others based on their bullshit beliefs. Mm-hmm. And there's a vast difference between those two analogies. When you are an atheist and you're standing saying, there is nobody up there, right. It's okay to not fucking be afraid when you have sex with your wife or when you masturbate, or it's okay to test with stem cells. Right. There isn't some God claiming that you can't use these fucking disposable parts. It's a lie.
Well,
now, that,
all,
my friend, is different.
First of all, that's not all Christian. Those are only the group you choose to tackle.
No. I go after Muslims. I go
after. I
would
disagree with you ardently that any Christian is trying to sit down some kind of life agenda for you. Some of them, yes.
Okay.
Well, they're
some
not
of them,
real
yes.
Christians.
Oh, yes, they are. Yes, they are, because the Christian community is divided between legalistic Christians and love Christians.
Now, what's the difference?
The difference would be a legalistic Christian is someone that would follow the Bible.
Okay.
Biblically.
Right.
And not move from any position as an interpretation. And they would be based on, this is just the scripture, this is just the way it is, sorry.
Okay.
A love Christian is based on, this is what this means, and they turn to the New Testament.
Okay.
They turn to do unto others as they have you do unto them.
Right.
That's basic. Okay. That's a. Again, I'm giving a poor representation, but that's the basic difference.
Is that what you consider yourself to be?
I would be a love-based Christian, yes.
Okay.
Yes, because I was raised, as this is something that our atheists may not understand when you're... So
there's nothing I don't understand, Jeff.
Poor white
there's
trash.
There's nothing. And I, too, was raised poor white trash,
and poor,
I assure you.
Poor
sir.
Black people, poor Hispanics, poor anybody.
Uh-huh.
They don't have nothing in their life.
Yeah.
So where do they go? They go down to the church. There's a God. And the God says, the people say, there's a better life for you. Hang
and
in
then,
there.
And then, sir. And,
hang in there. It's going to be okay.
I call that undereducation.
Yeah.
Well, it's not their fault that they're undereducated.
Well, first of all, you've just described an awful, awful thing where people are sad and broke and they just need some sort of community. And then they walk in
right.
and they're indoctrinated. And they're indoctrinated into a lie.
I would disagree with you because I would say to you as a 12-year-old, yeah. I think most people, whether they are brought up wealthy in church, in any church, it's around 12, 13, 14, everybody starts looking around and going, hey, what is all this bullshit?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I got a friend that wrote a book about he's very angry about tithing. And I said to him, I said, what the fuck's wrong with you? You know, you're about 12 years old. You
right,
realize
right.
I'm not giving my fucking money to this church. You know, I mean, you really have to look at and say to yourself, people are there for various reasons as they get older.
Yeah.
But when you're younger, I don't find most kids indoctrinated. We used to run away and skip church sometimes. And you can do it to please your parents. And, you know, you learn a little bit about life. See, I would disagree with you. I think you get educated in church because the Bible, for a long time, was all of our literature references in the 17th, 18th, 19th century,
yeah.
even the 20th century, are cradled. The Canadian author James Beard said you could reach a bigger audience when people knew about the Bible. If they didn't believe it, just knew about it,
uh-huh.
because there's so many biblical references, like Moby Dick, all that. Every character is a biblical.
Yeah, you can be educated on anything, but when you're being when you're being misguided, when you're being misled,
you're
I'm
not
sorry.
Being, how can
why
you be
would
misled?
Taylor
somebody's
raises,
just saying, here's the
this
deal.
This young man is raising yeah. his hand.
Taylor, don't raise your hand, just speak up.
I think I get what you're saying. Like, when I was 17 and I took a comedy workshop.
Talk in the mic.
I took a comedy workshop top by a crazy lady,
yeah,
and I learned what not to do from the workshop. But she taught me because she believed the stuff she was
okay.
telling me.
Right.
So she was a shitty teacher, and you were able to walk away knowing what the awful ideas
yeah.
were.
Yeah,
is that what you're saying?
So he's
is
saying,
that what Jeff? Is that what you're saying?
Well,
that people
I'm just
go
telling
into
you the
church?
People that I come from Kentucky. I mean, we would sit there and us kids would go, we're not believing all this shit.
How many people
you
do you think believe?
You get to pick out what you believe and you don't believe, you know?
Which doesn't make any sense to me either. How many people do you think in our country, what percentage of Americans do you think believe in heaven, hell, and God?
I have absolutely
Heather?
No idea.
What percentage? Probably like 60 to 80.
Yeah, it's between 60.
60 and 80. That is up to 100, doesn't it? Yeah.
I think it's 80. I think it's in the 80s.
You know what? Smack.
Every study I've read shows that 80%+ of Americans believe in heaven, hell, or God.
If all the Christians truly believed what they believed, they would be acting a lot differently, okay?
You think?
I don't think half the Christians have read their own Bible. That's the problem.
Have you read the Bible, Jeff?
I've read great portions of it, yes.
Okay.
Have you read the Bible, Heather?
Heather, have you read the Bible?
A few times.
Mr. Cousins.
It doesn't really tell you how to act. If you read most of the Bible, it's brutal and cruel.
Oh, it tells you how to act.
Let me introduce the audience to
it. It isn't a good influence directly.
Filbert, I'm going to tell the audience who you are. Filbert Cousins has apparently come across my show, and he actually lives in the area. I think north here?
Santa Clarita.
Okay, Santa Clarita area. And I got an email from Mr. Cousins. He's not a comic, so he's a little bit of fish out of water in the room. We're going to try and be very kind to Mr. Cousins, but he wrote
me. Better be funny.
He wrote me. No. He wrote me.
Can I have just one quick?
Well, let me let them understand who you are. He wrote me via email, and we got into quite a debate on email, and I asked him if he'd like to come in and share his unorthodox view of how the earth came to be with our listeners. So am I doing you justice, sir?
A bit. I mean, it's much more than just the earth. It's
the universe,
reality,
the world
that we sense as reality. Can I just, Heather, are you are you a partial Negress?
Am I a partial Negress? Is that what you said?
Yes, because I don't.
I'm bi Negress. Yes.
Yes, it is funny how the Lord works. African American. It is funny.
I think African American is the word you're looking for.
Excuse me.
She's half black.
She's a mulatto.
Well, that's offensive now. Do you know this?
Everything's offensive now. That's why I'm on this show.
Right, exactly.
I'm a jigga-jew is that what
that
was. I call
that myself. Was an old word, though, mulatto.
It was. When I was a kid, mulatto was considered acceptable.
Do you know what octoroon is?
Octoroon, I'm aware of it.
I thought it was a cookie.
No, it's a crayon.
I've ate a few. Ha!
Yes, you've done the road. So, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mr. Filbert.
Yes.
You were speaking.
It's Doctor.
Dr. Filbert.
Dr. Cousin.
Oh,
Dr. Cousin.
Dr. Phil. Yes.
No.
Dr.
Phil. Please.
Bert.
Yes.
That's another show completely.
It is.
So you're bothered by the Bible.
Well, I'm not bothered by it. I'm bothered that people misunderstand it.
What about snake handling in it? I mean, it's you're talking about picking and choosing, Jeff. But they have snake handling.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah,
the tough thing is I can't delve into the middle without telling you because everything that Jeff, who really seems to enjoy quoting the words of others who are smarter than himself.
Yes, by all means. That's all I can actually do. And I hope to quote you someday. And I did bring a snake just in case we have to fucking test you out on this show. Let me tell you.
No, he's not a snake handler.
It's a cobra.
He's not a snake handler.
These are unarmed.
I've heard you have a cobra, sir. Go on.
What's interesting to me, and again, as I discussed with you, Emery, I'm not here to convince anybody of anything, and was in fact Emery that
convinced you to speak about this.
To speak about this, I have done years, decades, really, of research, and I've come to the final truth. I believe I know the Lord's greatest revelation, and all these people that you are talking about. You were discussing Aristotle with me, and C.S. Lewis, and all these people did not exist. These are all metaphors. Like the Bible is a metaphor, all of human history is a metaphor up until the day of creation. As I told you, August 9th, 1974
so
is
let's
the actual
be clear.
Day of creation.
So, Filbert, you believe that he believes that the universe was actually created in 1974.
Yes. It's on
what?
That's what he believes,
words,
I mean.
The word, the Bible says it, you know, and the word was with God, and the word is actually the word of Richard Milhouse Nixon when he resigned his post, his great post of power. When he gave up earthly power, he actually rended the heavens in twain. There was no world before that. Richard Nixon was actually God's greatest angel, and out of love, Richard Nixon, when he gave up that power, which was actually giving up his angelic power and took on a mortal being, this world was created to comfort him.
And the Lord, whatever drugs you're on right now, sir.
I do not partake in...
I have gone back and forth. I have gone back and forth with Filbert via email, and I've been nothing but frustrated talking with you. Because,
why? I don't understand. It's so clear.
It's not so clear. It's not.
It's so clear. You should understand.
Wait,
being an atheist.
When did you say the world was made? Was
at
born?
Noon.
1974.
At noon on August 9th, 1974.
Okay, so I must not be a real person because I was born in 73.
No,
and I told him I was born in 63, but he believes that these memories were implanted in our minds, Heather.
Wait, I'm the only one who... I'm with you, man. I don't know. I was born in 86. I have no proof.
Yes.
I'm feeling better now because I voted for Nixon, so maybe I got a shot.
You voted for the for the chosen one.
Oh, you better vote. And so we're all Quakers.
We are all Quakers.
Because Nixon was a Quaker?
No. That's not the way it works. He was...
Is this another memory? Go ahead.
Yes, everything. Like, I myself believed until recently that I was born in 1963.
Okay.
But what it was, when the world was created, and again, it was to comfort the Lord's dearest angel who came down and wanted to have a mortal life, and he created people. The Lord knew that people were curious and inquisitive, and they wanted to solve puzzles. They wanted to understand. They wanted to feel like they were moving
what
towards
something.
What
year were you born?
I was born, just like you, on August 9th, 1974.
But what about me, though?
But we weren't born.
You were born afterwards because the world already existed. Material world existed in 1986.
So,
and in fact, you were born in one of the greatest periods since the creation of man during the Ronald Reagan.
Mr. Cousins, we'll be right back after this to hear more about. Yeah? Yes. You vote for all the shitty ones. You're listening to Ardent Atheist on Dissident Radio and available on the iTunes Store. Good news, everybody. We've launched our premium service. That's right. We're doing the show for 90 minutes, and just as it's always been, nothing has changed for those of you who listen to the show via iTunes or live. You'll be able to listen to the live show or download the first hour for free from iTunes, as it's always been. The premium service will allow you to subscribe to the full 90-minute show. It's only $7 for 6 months and $10 for a year. We also have a third option, and that's the pay more if you want button. We do this because some people can't afford it. And we've had a number of emails saying, I wish I could give you $10. I'm really poor. I'm on disability. I'm on this. I'm on that. It's amazing. And oftentimes we will give away the show to those who plead. We finally had a guy say, how do I give you more so that I can pay for other people to have your show? And that's how you can do it. The pay more if you want to button.
You sound like a minister.
If you want to give us more money. No. I'm not claiming I need this for the all-powerful God. If you want to give us more money, I'm very, very mortal, sir. If you want to give us more money, we'll be giving away some subscriptions in your name to the needy. So be generous and support the show if you can afford it. If you can't, let us know. If you want to keep us going and subscribe, please go to ardentatheist.com/premium and subscribe. And now back to Ardent Atheist nonsense you can believe in. We're talking with Jeff Wayne, Taylor Williamson, and Filbert Cousin, believe it or not.
Do I get paid after the show?
After the show, we'll get you a check. Thank you so much.
You get paid in a beatdown.
Why does Heather want to smack
you? And I think he would
up.
Enjoy it, Heather. Wait, I think he would enjoy it.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah, well, he'll have to pay me for that.
Wait, is she being serious?
Have you paid for that sort
Heather
of thing?
Heather does not. Have you ever paid for a nice whipping on the cock?
Oh, wait. We're talking about... what is going on here?
I have to apologize. This girl I was with last night, I didn't know the duct tape would take off that much hair.
Well, you
but I just
want
to point something out to
Let's
you.
Not name her.
I want to point out something.
Okay,
here.
Go ahead.
She took off your eyebrows?
I named big people that are bigger people than I am, like Aristotle, C.S. Lewis, and Lucas Dello.
nice group.
Of all people, Larry Flint, I saw him on some talk show.
Voted for him.
Really put things into perspective one time. He's on one of the talk shows. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know, he was asked about the intolerant Christians that despise him, et cetera, and so forth. And
he says,
they have to learn what I learned, which is we all have differences.
Right.
And that's what America is all about.
Yeah.
And you have every right to say what you're saying. He has every right to believe his and that's what this country's
what
all about.
What about me?
Everybody, not you.
Well, I don't have any right.
Who gives a fuck about you? Come on.
About
so
Jews?
Anybody, about you, I said. Don't try to turn it into
what? Turning it anti-Semitism.
Get your parents on the line and make sure that you're obliterated from this fucking earth. we all got to put up with
died.
Each other. And when you talk about indoctrination, how can any child not miss being indoctrinated by their parents, whether they're Muslim, Christian, Catholic, Jewish. You're an atheist. You have children. You bring them up to say you're atheist. But I think the truth
I can tell you how.
Most people are not militant.
And well, I didn't bring my child up. I didn't bring my child up to be atheist. In fact, I didn't bring my child up. I was absentee.
Yeah.
My child became an atheist on her own,
right.
Number one. Number two, atheists tend not to, and non-believers, not just atheists, agnostics
right.
and humanists, they like to call themselves sometimes. Some people do. These folks tend to not indoctrinate their children. You can bring your child up and not indoctrinate mm-hmm. them by saying, here's what the world believes. Here's what the Hindus tend to believe, to. Here's what the Muslims, here's what the
Filberts.
Here's what the Israelis, the Filberts of the world believe.
Yes.
Take what you'd like. Yeah. Daddy, what do you and mommy believe? And sometimes people even go, what we believe isn't important right now. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that another day. I've heard stories like that, which really warm me. I like that a lot. Other times people say, mommy and daddy don't believe there's a God.
I think a lot of kids are just like...
That's not indoctrination, my friend. That's critical thinking.
Okay, great. Hallelujah. God bless you. My kids were sent to church, and they were all encouraged to believe whatever they wanted to believe. You can believe whatever the fuck it is you want to believe. But just look at it in terms of... maybe like politics. A lot of times kids grow up to be just the opposite of their parents, just to be nasty and challenge them, piss them off. You know? So I think most kids grow up and they start thinking of these things. They meet people. They talk. They meet an Emory, and you go, well, I don't believe in God. And they start talking, why don't you believe in God? And then you talk. See, I believe Christians should come on a show like this. Take what is challenging.
Yeah.
Make the, you know, Dawkins' book and Hitchens' books. You probably read those books,
yes.
right? And that Catholic, the guy that represents the Vatican, wrote a great book that was a rebuttal to them, a very thin book.
Uh-huh.
And he gave the best rebuttal I've ever written to these great guys. I like
who
Dawkins.
Who we talking
I
about?
Like
Do
Hitchens.
You know who wrote
you know,
the book?
I got the book. I don't know it off the top of my head. But he's the representative of the Vatican that goes on a lot of shows.
And what amazed you about what he wrote?
He started by going, my book's a very thin book, and you're going to be disappointed because Dawkins and Hitchens are such thick books.
Uh-huh.
And he says, Dawkins and Hitchens carries on about a real God doesn't hurt you, doesn't beat you, kill you, give you all these rules.
And
he said,
true.
Their problem is God doesn't fit their conception of God. God does not fit man's conception. God is God.
That's his argument, and you like that?
Yes, I think it's a great argument.
That's awful.
Because
it's
empty, and
it's horrible.
You know, if you just want God to fit your cookie-cutter premise, what's the use of fucking God?
Well, it completely misses the point of guys like Hitchens, who's gone, and Dawkins, who's not, and me. It completely
Well, you're going to be gone very fucking soon. Let me tell you.
Are you threatening me?
I'm
going to
be right outside with a crowbar and a picture signed by Richard Nixon right after this show.
What's that, Heather?
I'll beat down everyone in that room right now.
So,
I'm saying that because I'm
stop jumping
right
in here, Taylor. Jeff, stop it.
Jeff, if you're the opposite of your parents, then your parents probably don't make me uncomfortable.
Yes. Yes. Let me tell you something, Taylor. My parents wouldn't even fucking speak to you, okay?
No. Because I'm Jewish?
No. What, boy, you like bringing that up a lot, don't you?
You brought it up. You said you hate Jews before.
I
did not say that. I did not. But
Jews do bring that up a lot.
Don't
they? Yeah, they do.
Jews do bring that up a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't they?
It's the all we have going for us.
I think it's what really pissed Hitler off the most.
You know, he had... the Jews?
Dolph.
There was
no, the fact that they wouldn't shut... Dolph. The Dolph, right. Now, wait
none
a minute.
Of that happened.
You guys are very passionate. I respect
Filbert,
that.
Filbert, we'll get back to what happened. Hold on. I want to hear the rest of Filbert's. We're gonna get to that. But Jeff, I apologize to everybody because Jeff and I are kind of going at it. Talk to me about gay rights. What's your position on gay rights?
Jewish
gay. I'm going to blow you after the show. That's my position on gay rights.
Dude, I've heard you're out of the closet. Now that's
yeah,
not true.
I'm out, baby.
That's
no,
not true.
I'm look,
Mazel tov.
Look, again, with Christian... thought on this is, first of all, I'd like to ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Is the argument over the word marriage, is that what the argument is about?
No, the argument is not just over the word marriage.
Because I've heard some people say civil unions give everything to a gay couple.
Not true.
That a marriage would.
That's a lie. It's an abject and bullshit lie.
That's why I'm asking you. I'm asking you. I think it doesn't. I think if they put this to a vote, in every state they put it to a vote, they have not voted for gay marriage. The only states that have given gay marriage are the ones they've done it judiciously through the legislative process.
Yeah,
I think it's going to happen. And I don't think any real Christian should fear this or even worry about it because most of the Christians I know do not hate gay people. They're not crazy about the idea of gay marriage because of the traditions that we've all lived with for centuries here. And I think ultimately it's just like abortion. Look, abortion goes against Christian doctrine. It's the law. But if you're a Christian, you don't have to get an abortion.
Right.
If you're a Christian... You don't have to have a gay marriage.
Well, do you think Are you opposed to homosexuality?
No, you get to do whatever you want.
Okay.
I'm sitting next to Taylor. Christ's sake, isn't that a big enough display of my tolerance of a human being? By the way, what do you do with your own razor blades?
Wait, I don't get
it. Are you Jewish?
Razor, is that a... Gay guys use a razor blade?
Oh, you have no idea.
I don't think you understand the reference.
I don't. Is that Coke thing?
No, no, no.
I didn't work the road in the
He's
80s,
presuming so. You're a cutter.
Oh, look, you're presuming I'm a cutter?
Out of 194 countries allow same-sex couples to marry. That's
hold on,
it.
Hold on. Heather,
is that the rule
again.
Of thumb? Because everybody does it, we do it? Is that the way we measure things?
No. You know what I think?
10 out of 194 countries allow gay marriage.
10 out of 104 countries allow gay marriage.
Well, I don't think we should base things on numbers.
Okay. Do you,
oh, my God.
Do you think... Heather, it's all right.
If the whole world does this, do we do that?
I have a...
You absolutely. Yes. I'm sorry. No. Yes. If the whole world...
Becomes Muslim.
Becomes Muslim. That's exactly right. I'll tell you what. That you don't have
He's
a choice.
He's a fucking terrorist. There's
if
no
the
doubt
entire
about
world becomes Muslim
table.
Except us, we're becoming Muslim. Mark my fucking words. You know why? Because
yeah.
That's what fucking Muslims do. Guess what? Christians do the same thing. If the whole world becomes Christian, it's going to eventually indoctrinate the entire world.
I don't think you have to
so
worry about
awful.
That. I don't think you're... It's a very tough
but
thing.
You're, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
It's tough. It's tough to be a Christian,
dad,
all right?
Your dad logic argument against 10 countries legalizing... It's not the whole world. That's the problem. The problem is the world is filled with anti-homosexuals.
I'm sorry. I didn't understand your concept of this. If everybody doesn't feel the way you do... They're a bad person.
No,
a bad country.
No, but if you're oppressing the rights of gays, you are definitely a bad person.
If somebody decides not to vote for gay marriage, does that make them an oppressor?
You're goddamn right it does.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. We just have to give them everything, whatever they say. Well, wouldn't you be oppressing Christians then?
No, you're not oppressing Christians. You said it yourself. Now you've reversed it, Jeff, and that's what the religious people do. It makes me crazy.
Hey, open my eyes.
Okay, open your eyes. You've just reversed it. You don't get it both ways, okay? If Christians shouldn't care whether gay people get married,
right,
like you said earlier,
right,
those
right,
are your own
right,
words,
right.
Then they should not fucking vote to oppress gay people from getting married. That's
but, there are gay there are Christians that feel they shouldn't get married, and it's their right if they do want to vote
it's
for them not to get married.
Absolutely not their
but
right.
But it doesn't
to oppress
make them,
them
an oppressor.
Those laws.
Then why
are,
should we have any voting?
They're opposed.
Why
opposed,
should you vote about anything?
I'll tell you why.
You're assuming everybody hates
hey,
and
you
is an oppressor.
No, no,
hey,
you
guys.
Shut up, Taylor.
Wait,
do you think,
I want to marry
up.
You.
It's really
would you
important.
Marry me?
Shut up.
With
okay,
this,
go ahead.
With this cock ring, I do
hold
the wed.
Hold on. You guys.
Cock ring.
Can I give everyone
the wed?
Everyone, hold on. Can I just plug my Twitter page really quick?
God damn it, Taylor.
It's twitter.com/TaylorComedy. That's
yeah.
all
Taylor,
I have to say.
I will
You're
kill
welcome.
You.
Listen to me.
I have a good
Jeff,
way.
He doesn't like conflict. Taylor gets really mousy around
Please,
conflict.
Henry, we've discussed this, and I can solve this problem right here.
You can't
I
solve this problem.
Yes, I can.
I had a feeling you could.
What if ever... Wait, before you do it, Filbert, let me ask you something. Jeff, what if we put it to the vote? Slavery. What's your position?
I wouldn't vote for slavery.
But should we be able to put it to a vote?
I think slavery at one time was put to a vote.
That's right. Should we be able to put it on the ballot tomorrow and make a decision, hold on, about whether black people should be oppressed?
Well,
should it be put to a vote, Jeff Wayne?
No.
Then why the fuck would you think it's appropriate?
Well, asshole, I'll tell you
okay,
why.
Okay, go ahead.
We've been through the fucking black thing, all right?
Okay.
As a society, we have gone down that fucking road, and as a world, we have come to a consensus. Your problem is, and I'll throw in the name of Burke, Edmund Burke. You know,
and Filbert's next. Filbert's
Edmund
next.
Burke, who said one of the problems in society is
yeah.
people make decisions. They want something to happen now, and they're not willing to let something take its time. Listen, you're going to have gay marriage. Don't worry about that. It's going to fucking happen.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. When you can turn to anybody you disagree with and keep calling them a bigot, an oppressor, and when you can keep smearing them,
I only
as
call
the worst
oppressors
you can make them
oppressors
that.
When what they do is oppressive.
Listen,
it's not because they disagree with me, Jeff.
Well, didn't
it's
we all we all oppress gay people unconsciously since the beginning of our lives as children? And
but you
let's
don't have
face
to
it.
Do that.
Let's put it this way: this has just started
to
happen.
Love
this whole
everyone,
idea of
like
wait. Let's get into a little more fucking oppression. Right now, there's a case in New Jersey
oppressing gay people.
Hey, wait. There's a case in New Jersey right now. Sister and brother want to marry each other, okay?
Uh-huh.
Because they love each other. This is the argument made by gay people. Yeah. We love each other, therefore we should be married.
Uh-huh.
Shouldn't the brother and sister be allowed to be
you
married?
You want my answer
and
to that?
And if you hold against them, then you're an oppressor.
You want my
what
answer to that?
What happens when the Mormons say, we want eight wives? They all say they love us.
They should
what
all have
when
them.
Eight and nine people
they
want
should
to get
all
married?
Have them, Jeff Wayne. They should all fucking be free to marry whomever they want.
Do you know the legal problems you're going to cause in this
country? No, you're not. Freedom is freedom. Absolute freedom among human beings should be free. They should be able to marry. Men and women should be able to marry. Women and women should be able to marry. Cousins should be able to marry. I should be able to have eight fucking wives if I want. I should be have two girlfriends and three wives. I'm polyamorous, for the record. I should be able to have anything I want that isn't harming other people. I can enter into a contract with anybody I want. Do you know that the only contract that is gender-specific restricted is the marriage contract between men and women? It's the only fucking one.
Well, could you maybe just understand
a little
bit?
Provenza.
Can you just understand a little bit, though, why some people, because they were brought up into a society where men and women represent marriage, and it's been something that's been around for a while.
I understand.
Can you understand their hesitancy?
I used to be a Christian. I totally understand their
hesitancy.
No,
there's some people that aren't Christian that just feel like this is not the way to go. And I think sometimes you got to step back and realize they're looking at it. To you, everything is oppression and hate. There's other reasons that people look at these things. Some people saying
it's fear, my friend.
Legally,
it's
some
fear.
People say legally this is going to cause us great problems. For example, marriage came across because marriage between a man and a woman in Western Hemisphere.
Yeah.
Because rich men would have eight or nine wives, and then when the asshole would die, the wives would come in and go. So somebody finally said, "We got to stop this bullshit.
Right.
We got to put this into a contract where there is one person with heirs that are direct."
Yeah.
So I mean, there's a process that happens here, and you're intelligent enough to realize that you can't expect everybody to snap in all at once and go, "Let's throw away everything we've done before. We got to march right in line because everybody's decided we're all oppressors."
It's not it. You know what I want? I want the Jeff Waynes of the world, who are in the middle religiously, to say to their brethren, "You guys, stop it. This is fucking wrong."
No, I wouldn't say that to them.
That's what I want
you to say.
I'd say,
let's sit down like they're doing in Sunday schools and churches all over the country where this subject's being discussed, as it should be discussed by people, and say, "Why do you feel this way? What do you think about this?" They all got to search their own hearts and come up with their own
conclusions.
Filbert,
can you fix this?
Yes, I can.
Then right after this break, we're going to have Filbert fix this. You're listening to Ardent Atheist on Dissident Radio and available on the iTunes Store. We've had a lot of people ask us about the comedy sketch clips that we play from the vile comedy album, Chaos Radio. So we're making it available to you. You can buy your favorite tracks from the 23-track record individually for $1, or you can buy the entire recording for $18. Go to
Gumroad.com /Emery Emery. That's G-U-M, as in Mary, ROAD.com /Emery Emery, and get a piece of comedy that should never have been made, let alone sold to a human being.
Are they plugging you again, Taylor?
And now back to Ardent Atheist nonsense you can believe in. We're talking with Jeff Wayne, Taylor Williamson, and Filbert Cousin. Well, Taylor, you want to kick it, and then we'll go to Filbert?
Very quickly, I just want to make a statement. I don't understand the razor blades thing, first of all. But I don't like how we use different words for like gay marriage and like. I think that any union between people who love each other and vow to love each other eternally should be referred to as gay marriage.
I agree, absolutely.
That was my joke.
You mean like a happy?
Because getting married is
you think
gay.
Getting married is gay, man?
That was really.
You know what
funny.
My question was? Why would anybody want to get married?
Right. How many times have you been married, Jeff Wayne?
I've been ready to go.
I think our listeners think you and I hate each other.
Who gets the drapes?
I want to make sure
everyone
knows
we
don't. I love you, too.
I love you.
Mr. Cousin.
Yes.
We've been walking a little over you. Please, how can you solve this thing?
See, this all comes from a fundamental misunderstanding of the all-powerful.
Okay.
You guys are arguing over something as though God is not all-powerful. If you believe in God and being all-powerful, as Mr. Wayne says he does, then there can be nothing that he disagrees with that is allowed. And that is the truth. There are no gay people.
There are no gay people.
It is all a perception that the Lord puts into our mind. There are no Negroes. There are no Muslims. This world is a Christian world.
Everyone's an African-American. What are you talking about?
No, see, this is all, again, what the Lord has put into our minds to give human beings something to do. We are living in paradise. This earthly paradise.
So your claim really is it's just a big matrix.
Yes.
is that your
it's
argument?
Very much that. I was
In 1974, what's the day? August?
August 9th. 12
August
noon.
9th at 12 noon. Yes. Were you taking acid?
No.
Have you ever taken acid?
No, I have not.
Jesus, God.
You lie. You lie. I know you're lying.
Is this theory of yours based on this idea that some people have that we're just an illusion?
I hear that a lot. James Inman makes that.
That's the course of miracles that a lady puts out.
Right.
At the end of the day, you're all
Mary
illusions.
Ann Williamson.
Is that brain in the vat?
I forget if that's her name, but I remember it's called a course of miracles.
But it isn't. We're not all illusions, but there are things that are implanted in our brains, things that we think are real. This history that we think is real when we read about other countries, these are all there merely because the Lord has given us things to occupy our minds.
Is our personal history real? The things we experience personally?
Not before.
Is this
that
real
day.
Right now?
No, this is real, yes, because the
How
world
can you
does
be
exist.
Sure?
Well,
I mean, based on what you've done here mathematically, this could all be completely non-real. I mean, couldn't we just be a computer program running some other world?
I wish to God we were.
Wouldn't that be nice?
I don't think it would make sense because if the world...
You and I would 69 right now.
Only if I need a ride.
I just threw up a little bit in my mouth.
Well, you're probably listening to what you're saying.
No. I know what I'm saying. Please.
What's your proof? Why? What made you come to 1974 on the creation date? How did you find that to be the date?
Well, you know, my whole life I was raised religious. I went to Baptist schools.
Get up on the mic if you want.
What?
On the mic.
Like this? Okay. All my life I was raised religious. What?
Oh. You were a Baptist.
Sorry. I was raised Baptist.
The worst kind. Fucking kind. Any good Methodist knows a Baptist is a piece of shit.
Okay. It's.
I
warned you.
I'm really not.
I warned you, sir.
You did.
I'm sorry.
You did, and I am.
We're just kidding around. Go ahead.
I'm holding my reserve.
Go ahead.
Of course, you're a gentleman.
Yes.
Yes.
I went to university for religion, and I got my I have my PhD in theosophizing.
What year did you do? You get your PhD
in 1983.
I don't. Okay. Good. Gotcha.
So you were four.
No, he was 20. No. He was 20. He said he was born in 63.
How old were you when you were created?
When I was created, I was 10 and a half.
10 and a half. He was created at 10 and a half.
Yes, I was.
I would like to have been created at 10 and a half.
I believe at that time you would have been 35.
No. But that doesn't make any sense. If the world were created and the universe were created and you were created in 1974.
Yes.
Now, for some reason, his parents were created, but he... What? How do you explain Genesis, sir?
My parents had me
when
they were
Genesis?
13.
It is a story. How do you explain... I don't know. How do you explain Paul Bunyan? Genesis is also a story implanted in our minds. These are all equal. All of it. The Crusades, the ancient Picts, the Franks, all these stories.
Hitler's fake?
Hitler is fake.
The Jews weren't killed?
The Holocaust was fake?
No Jews.
There's one right there across from you.
No, he is merely... I did not say there was not a Hebrew language.
Okay, that's a good point.
Is that a good point, Taylor?
So you're not saying the Holocaust. So you are saying the Holocaust never happened.
I'm not a Holocaust denial like those people that say everything else.
Sounds
existed.
Like a denial to me.
No, that's because you, sir, are stupid.
Yes. Oh man, now that's unnecessary. You don't have to do
it
that.
It is okay.
I'm sorry, but I am getting frustrated because you are picking on me.
We don't mean.
I didn't pick on you. I'm picking
understand.
On him.
I know. Okay. Jeff and I are picking on each other.
Picked on you,
Brad McIntyre.
You called me.
Hold on, Heather, Brad McIntyre.
He says, "I hope you check this guy for weapons."
No.
Which one?
No reason.
I believe he means the Jew.
Are you?
Oh,
no.
Whoa.
There are no Jews.
That is right.
That was an attempt at humor, wasn't it?
It was.
Nicely done. That was nice. No. Nice try.
I am trying to follow.
Jeff's judging harsh.
Here, as far as Holocaust deniers, they say everything else happened, but that didn't happen. I'm telling you, nothing before 1974 actually happened.
Okay.
Okay? The Vietnam War did not happen. World War II did not happen. World War I did not happen. Civil War did not happen. African-American slavery here, the Lord did to give us puzzles to try and figure out the way the world really came into being.
What an awful memory to implant. If you really believe this, why would anybody plant such an awful fucking memory? What kind of God creates the Holocaust as a memory?
A worse God would have allowed it to happen.
Well, that's true. That's true. There is
no God. So what is your choice?
Well, there's no God. Philbert, there's no God.
There is
Jeff,
a God.
There's no God.
I can
That's
feel
the good
it in
news.
This room right
maybe,
now.
Maybe there's a God that gave you free will.
Your argument? Go ahead, Jeff.
That is one of the worst arguments I have ever heard in my life.
It's probably the flimsiest and the lousiest next to we were created in 1974. But I would just wonder why all
I put a lot of time into
stones are there.
I can see that
representing those cemeteries.
God be put, he made those stones. You know, this just, is really weird. This is no different. There are Christians who believe that God put the fossil record in the ground to confuse us.
Yeah. Yes. Well,
this is an argument made
Christians
by...
Believe,
that was 100 years ago.
You can find thousands of different ideas on Christians.
Yeah, Emory, those people were shockingly close to the truth, the people that believe that.
The 6,000-year folks.
Yes. No, there is no 6,000 years. All of that is wrong. And in fact, when we read about those people that 100 years ago believed that the fossil record was implanted by the Lord, or actually at the time people said it was implanted by Jews.
That's true.
Yes, they did.
That's true.
These were, again, clues that the Lord has given us to wend our way to the actual truth. The Lord is all-powerful. If he didn't want there to be people that were atheists or people that had abortions or all these things,
so
they
God created
happen,
me
so
to
they
be
don't
atheist.
Happen.
Why'd you point at me when you said people who had abortions?
Because your parents should have. I'm sorry.
Why would you say that?
This makes God sound like a small child who just
it
has
does.
A
no, but I don't think this is any different than the Christians or the Muslims.
Mother chased him around with a coat hanger. You were a late abortion.
I don't understand how you came to 1974. Can you make it clear?
Yes.
In this brief.
Because okay. It is.
Where's
it's,
the
it's difficult to make
proof?
It brief.
That's what I want to know.
Then you don't see because you still question that the Lord exists. The Lord does not need proof.
I need proof. I'm human. I have
again,
a brain.
Again,
pretty
as I established earlier, question. You are a partial Negress, so you do not exist.
What?
Well, part of her exists.
No,
I mean, if that based on your
the parts I've eaten exist.
That is also humor, and yes, I understand that.
Yes. Don't know why there's lipstick on my thigh, sloppy blowjob.
That, on the other hand, is not humor.
This man is a very.
There's many
funny
people
man.
That agree with you, by the way.
Very funny man.
Have you heard of the brain in the vat thing by Dick? Was it Dick Carr or something?
What are you fucking texting your friends now to look
up,
smart?
I took
Jesus
a philosophy
Christ.
Class. It's the whole thing. The brains. Everyone. We're all just brains in the vat, and we're all connected to computers.
Oh, it's similar to this idea that we're the matrix concept.
There would be no vat. It's not a matrix concept. That's we're not sitting in tubes. But how does that make sense? Why would the Lord go, you know what, I'm going to do this, and then I'm going to make tubes?
Well, that makes as much sense as planting the idea of Vietnam and the horrors of...
Just to show us how not to be.
And Fletch...
How not to be?
Yes. Fletch lives.
Well, because we know it's horrible. Fletch.
We're killing people, and we're killing brown people in the sand right now.
No, we're not, because they do not exist.
They this, do exist.
No, they do not.
So we're not at war right now?
No. We have never been at war. There has never been a war. These are... This, the Lord is implanting these ideas. The Lord is giving us these concepts to deal with so that we, without having to go out and kill other people...
And you thought the Christian God was bad.
This is the Christian God!
Okay.
There is no difference. This is the Lord.
So Muslims aren't real?
No, they do not exist.
Sir, you're out of your mind. And
look, I'm looking at a person right here with a damn head covered. This Muslim is real.
Can we talk
about
a rest?
Muslim in the room with you, Heather?
So you believe that the Lord is not powerful
be
enough
careful,
to confuse
Heather.
You?
There's no God!
See, the reason I contacted you when we had this discussion over and over, that I understand the atheist. Because my entire life was questioning, because I read the Bible and it couldn't be even close to being an accurate account of what the Lord wants, because it isn't.
Because it isn't.
It isn't.
Well,
it isn't. It is all metaphor. It's all for us to break down, almost like the legend of Hebrew numerology. Where every word has another meaning and another meaning because it can all be juggled together, and that is what we are supposed to do. Why would there possibly be something we would call the Lord? If you read the Old Testament, this is... What happened?
Nothing.
Oh, something just sounded different.
I changed the sound so that Heather's tapping wasn't in there.
All right.
I was tapping.
I enjoyed her tapping.
It was okay. It's just I'm trying to pay attention
to the
Philbert.
People on the wall.
The Lord of the Old Testament,
at you right now.
This Bible,
do
that
they like
the whole
me?
World reveres.
Like you.
Is
oh, cool.
is horrible and evil.
Okay.
And he asks people to do horrible and evil things. But we're not supposed to take that at face value.
What kind of doctor have you been talking to? Because you should talk to a psychologist. I really think that you've lost your mind.
You are not
the first to say that. I think you need some fucking medication right
now. I know I'm not the first
to
say that.
You are not the first. And you did promise me you would hear me out.
I am hearing you out. That's why I asked you to come on the show.
He's a doctor.
I am
giving you a lot of time.
Jeff,
okay.
Physician, heal thyself.
I'm not a physician. I have a PhD.
That's the same thing. Piled higher and deeper.
You should talk to yourself.
I do talk to myself.
He does. He does, but he doesn't like the answers he's getting.
Can we talk about pro wrestling again? I like that. Pro
even this,
show.
The humor this man is doing, called Catskills humor, does not exist.
Well, I'm glad that you can recognize that.
Yeah,
because I got a feeling you know old jokes.
That's all.
What do you want to say, Jeff?
I just want to say to you, I would love to do this with you on a future show.
Yeah.
Three people on the wall at the exact same time wrote, "We love you, Taylor."
Oh, tell them I love them too.
Nice.
He just texted that to three people to send to you.
These people.
Because he's sitting here with his little text between.
Don't call him out. Don't pull it back.
Taylor's not here.
Stop it. Thank you.
You don't understand.
I do understand.
Now, Taylor's here. He doesn't want to be here. That's where you're making your mistake.
I want to be here. I just don't like some of the people who are here.
This is why my book will be necessary.
I don't know. It was just a fun attack. Yeah. I have nothing
against
you.
What do you want to say?
At some future date, I will tell you something interesting that I think you would like is that I actually met and spent an evening with Dr. Anton LaVey.
Okay.
From the Church of Satan.
I know his grandson. Yeah. He's been on the show.
Has he? Yeah.
Really?
And I'll tell you that story at some point, which is pretty interesting.
Cool.
And this would be for another show, would it be for now? In Atlantic Magazine, in the back of that magazine, you see a little ad all the time for the autobiography of a yogi.
Okay.
And now, you will forgive me. Next time, I'll write his name down. But these are the things I find that are interesting. This guy's been around. I'm always running into this particular yogi in a lot of writings and what have you. And his belief was that the lost years of Christ went to India.
Okay.
And he comes back, and he takes the first four gospels and breaks them down.
What is a
word
gospel?
Word for word. I'm from Kentucky. Make fun of my enunciation. It's okay. Ridicule
me. I'm from South Carolina.
Does it make
we
you feel
gospel.
Better? Yeah, but... What can you do?
I was from Kentucky.
You're Country Club Southern. I'm just hillbilly.
You claim to be from Kentucky, and you use the word enunciation properly. You stop that.
I jump around. Now, okay.
I went to Paducah.
What I found interesting.
They have a one terminal airport.
What I found interesting, and we can discuss this for this show.
I'm interested.
His idea is that Jesus Christ is not the Son of God.
Okay.
He simply rose to the highest consciousness level, God consciousness, he calls it, that you can arrive at.
Okay.
And that he was not divine person, but a holy person.
Okay.
And the second coming of Christ is not a physical manifestation, but one within oneself, as they study the scripture. So that's something we could talk. But as a Christian, some people would say to me, "You shouldn't even bring that up. You shouldn't even touch on that."
Right.
However, I find it a really fascinating something to delve into because they don't know those lost years of Christ, you know.
Right.
And if we ever find the books, as they do, keep finding these things, God knows what's going to be revealed. You know.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't exist.
Of course.
He does not exist, and Christ is just an epithet. It is
you
not
fucking
name.
Order a Big Mac after this show and see if it exists.
I
had some Jim Beam last night. It fucking existed. I'm going to tell you that.
I didn't say nothing exists.
And if I knew I was going to meet you, I would have had more.
Wait, did my last Comic Standing semifinals appearance exist?
Were you actually in that?
Unfortunately, yes.
Were you actually in that?
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Boy, it's entertainment taking a fall.
Jeff, let me clue the...
Why are you attacking me, sir?
We're not
attacking
you. He's attacking the industry,
sir.
Which he's going to do heavily when we come back right after this. You're listening to Ardent Atheist on Dissident Radio and available on the iTunes Store.
Is he an atheist?
And now, a special announcement.
This is a big super shout out to a few of our listeners: Gary J. McDade, Adrian Hake, Andrew Posner, Eric Knight, Justin Longeridge, Herbert Reagan, Jesse Settegren, Don DiNatale, Douglas Wood, Alex Stein, Peter Gazzaldo, David Space Cake Pierce, Kyle Delaney, Cameron Winters, and Joseph Swam. These were the people chatting on the Wall of Reason last week. We wouldn't have a great show without you. All you sexy non-believers and the others. Thanks.
Now back to Ardent Atheist. Nonsense you can believe in. We're talking with Jeff Wayne, Taylor Williamson, and Philbert Cousin. I thought
that was the best part of the show.
Well, did you like that?
It sounded sincere and
it's
real.
It's very sincere. We have a lot of people Philbert. Who listen live to the
really?
Show.
Really? Really?
Yeah, we have a question for Philbert.
Yes.
Philbert, do you know when the world's going to end?
No, I do not. Why would I be given that information? In fact, I don't believe
that
it will.
You apparently have been given a lot of fucking information. Do you know when the world's going to end?
No, why would it end? Why on earth would the world end? Why would the Lord put us here and then have it all blow up in some fiery deluge.
Why did he wait till 1974 to put us here?
Because he didn't wait. There was no time before that. It is the beginning of time. You can say that with any view of the beginning of time. If you look at the Big Bang and say that's the beginning of time, why did he wait until the Big Bang?
I don't think his argument is any more ludicrous than the Scientologists or the Christians or the, I swear to fucking Christ.
The Muslims, the Hindus, the Buddhists.
All of them.
Throw them all in.
I do. By the way. I think they're all just as fucking ludicrous as this is.
Whoever asked that question, ask a question that I thought was interesting because, what was it, a year and a half ago, somebody said, some minister, it's the end of the world. They were passing out flyers.
Yeah, every couple of years we get these assholes.
Yeah, exactly. And I actually was sitting in a class where somebody started talking about, is it the end of the world? And I said, wait, what the fuck? I didn't say what the fuck, but I said, what is this? If you really believe in Christ, he was asked the question, when does the world end? And he answered,
Nobody knows the hour, nobody knows the day.
So why are these assholes saying it?
Right.
That's what I would have wanted. Hey. I would have went right to the Christian saying that and said,
gave us the answer to your question earlier because people pick and choose. There's a guy who died. That's right. There's a guy who just died, whose father also died in West Virginia, who's a snake handler. He died from a fucking snake bite.
There's a number of those in Kentucky,
It's unbelievable. And that's based on one. It's so weird how people will read the Bible, come across one fucking absurd passage, and build an entire belief system out of that one fucking thing.
Yeah. But that's a very small group of people that are crazed fucking hillbillies that live in South Carolina.
I think they're all crazed hillbillies that believe in Jesus Christ.
I do too. I've always felt that C.S. Lewis and Ronald Niebuhr and Winston Churchill
were fucking crazed, insane, out of their minds.
But we got great atheists like Adolf Hitler and Joseph Stalin.
Wrong!
Mao Zedong.
Stop right there.
Yes.
Fucking Hitler was not an atheist.
Yes, he was.
He absolutely... What did it say on the belt buckle of every SS officer? What did it say?
That was for them, not for him.
Gott mit uns, and it was put there by him. And Gott
in Himmel?
Gott mit uns, God with us. That, my friend, that is a lie. You're wrong.
No, you're wrong.
You're wrong.
I'm so tired of this argument.
No, it's not debatable. It's completely well documented.
Go ahead.
Hitler was raised as a Catholic.
Okay.
That's, in fact, where he gets the swastika sign.
I'm aware of where he got it.
I suspected it.
No, you Christians always do this, Jeff.
He used that as propaganda, knowing that most people believed in God, and how could he move these people? As to say, yes.
So you knew the mind of Dolph.
No, it's pretty well documented. You're not a Christian and do the things that he does. And he said in a couple of...
And therein lies the fucking problem with your argument, Jeff.
Wait just a minute, motherfucker.
Come on, man. Go ahead.
In his table talks, which were documented by his secretary, he said several times, none of this means anything. There is no God.
That doesn't... First of all, I want proof of that. Somebody on the wall. Find me where we have documentation.
Get what's called table talks. His secretary wrote these.
Table talks.
They're called table talks.
Okay, we're going to talk about that after
in the bunker,
someone on the wall.
You know, which this place fucking resembles right now.
Does it really?
You look a little bit like Himmler.
What the hell?
Jesse Settegren says, just because I have a big nose. Does exist.
I have a thermos that says got milk on it.
That is a good question.
Who really does exist?
Taylor,
man?
What did you say, Taylor?
It's not important.
Okay.
Did you
have something to say?
Someone wrote in and asked who really does exist, and that's simple.
Yeah?
True Americans.
True Americans.
What? Yes.
So you're the no true White Scotsman Christian. Guy, too.
What?
No true Scotsman. Do you know the argument, the no true Scotsman?
That's, yes, I have not
of
heard.
Of course he doesn't.
Right. Heather, he's our guest.
No true. I'm sorry.
She's acting like such a negress.
Is she?
Only pop.
You know what it is?
Only pop.
Are you a comedian, Heather?
I'm not there, so I can say or do whatever I want without getting beat down from far away.
You feeling a little bold,
just
are
like
you?
Like being on the internet.
Yeah. So the no true Scotsman argument is that the Christians do it. One sect says, the rest of them aren't really Christians. Yeah. And then another sect says, but they're not really Christians.
That's what's going to happen to Moore. That's what's going to happen to Romney, you know.
What do you mean?
There's going to be people that dislike him very much, and they will bring up you'll see this happen just after the convention, that he is a Mormon. Get your fucking hand off that. That he's a Mormon and it's a cult, et cetera, and so forth, because that will divide a lot of Christians up.
And they'll do that just to keep him from getting elected.
Okay. No, there
who
are Christians
is a true
that will
American,
feel,
exactly?
They will feel that he is an evil person and they're an evil cult, and this is the way you get rid of them. They don't want him.
Rambo? Right.
Who's the only true American?
There isn't just one true American.
Who are the true Americans?
Richard Nixon.
White Christians.
What?
white heterosexual Christians. They exist.
I'm going to go
everything
through
else
this computer
does not exist.
Right now and just choke the crap out of you
for
the listeners.
For free?
So that sounds really racist.
But it isn't racist because these other races do not exist. Oh, so it cannot be racist.
God.
Inherently.
I've never wanted to turn a guy's microphone off so much.
What?
Well, honestly.
Is this Air America? Oh, I'm sorry. All their microphones were turned off.
All of them were turned off.
Nobody was listening.
Not just a single one.
Not just one.
God damn it. Okay. So here's you're very confusing, Philbert, because what I don't hear from you that I'm interested in, I never got from you clearly in the emails that we exchanged, yes, was where's your proof of your claim? It's always It's always just I'm sure of it because of this. Do you have in five sentences, can you give me proof of your claim?
Why there being a Lord, a God that we all agree on, even though you pretend not to, I know you do. Why would the Lord create such a divisive world if there was an all-powerful being? If you profess to believe in the Lord and say that he is omnipotent, why would he create a world of such divisions? It wouldn't exist. It is illogical that these things could have happened.
But again, you're putting yourself in the place of your concept of God.
Exactly.
Well, that is all
God hasn't fit your description.
That is right.
And I'll take Hawkins and fucking...
just because you're louder on the microphone does not mean you get to keep speaking.
Sir, you don't need to touch me either. There are
boundaries. You do need to be careful with Jeff Wayne.
There are fucking boundaries,
it can become physical.
Okay?
But listen to me. What you're saying is... I find it ironic that you're arguing against his position. It's not so far from your own. What makes you believe that Jesus Christ exists, Jeff?
I believe, this is my belief.
Okay.
And where is your proof?
And that my proof is that every person that has a spiritual belief has some kind of personal situation that happens.
That's happened to me.
And they have a personal situation that makes them believe there is or there isn't. I myself would rather believe in something than in nothing. And I think the faith...
That's actually on your Facebook.
And the faith that people have,
right,
that you see demonstrated through thousands of years by good Christians,
right,
who feed people, help people, do good things. If you look at the whole picture, not just the part that most atheists like to look at.
Yeah, like say Mother Teresa.
Like Bill Maher. And by the way, when you talk about the creation thing, get Ben Stein on your show. Because Ben Stein did a documentary called Expelled.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's an incredible documentary.
It's an awful, awful fucking piece of shit. It's a hack piece of lie.
I'm glad you respect
none
your
of those,
opponents.
I think he's awful. I think he's awful.
He's a brilliant man.
He's an awful human being.
He sit down and talked with people?
Expelled.
And let them express
Expelled.
Their
I'm an editor, my friend, and I followed Expelled very carefully and closely. Yeah. And you can go on the internet and you can find another thing that was created by Troy Baxley, and I'm not remembering the name of it. I actually was interviewed for it. Hold on, it's a satire on Expelled.
You wouldn't like to have Ben Stein here sitting here with you?
I'd love to have Ben Stein. I'd call him what he is, and that is
a Jew.
An incisible.
Not only that, but a Richard Nixon Jew.
That's the other thing. Is
he's a huge supporter of Nixon.
He's a supporter of Nixon. He
big
is indeed.
Booster of Nixon.
But yeah.
Legend is he is his speechwriter. That was
when looked critically, that's true. When it's not legend, it's true.
Speechwriter on economics.
Right. It's legend because
let's
it didn't.
Be specific.
Wait a minute.
Like the ocean.
He's saying it's legend because it was just put there by God, that memory. you and I, we do share some similar memories, but some not quite as clear as the others.
It's that. That Scientology thing. What was his name? Ron somebody?
So Ron, L. Ron Hubbard.
We got the reptile thing in our brain.
That's
you know?
Exactly right. That's we've been. That's what they believe. I mean, the Scientologists believe not far from what you're talking about,
right.
Philbert. That that humankind was actually aliens. That the souls were stored here, and then when apes evolved, all of a sudden these souls entered in and gave humanity what it is now, humanity. But we're all confused.
Oh, fuck. So, we are all confused.
I know how to masturbate.
Oh, my God. That's all you really need.
That's all you need, my friend.
Taylor, when you start jerking that thing, look at him, God bless his heart. A cold cup, cold glass of water, and a piece of pussy would kill you. Come on. Pull yourself together, man. Jesus Christ.
I feel like you think that I'm gay.
I don't think anything you think about so. You. I'm looking for a joke here. I'm trying to lift this fucking show out of the mouth. I know you're the last comic standing, but fucking do something here. Man. Jump in. Jesus Christ.
There's no time. The show.
That's
well, we
show?
Can. You know what? You can be funny in the second half of the show, in the last half hour.
That's the show?
For now, that's what we have, actually. That's it for the free hour. We'll be making the full hour and a half available to our premium subscribers very soon. I want to thank Jeff Wayne, Taylor Williamson, and Philbert Cousins for being here. I also want to thank my co-host, Heather Henderson, and Dissident Radio. Tune in next week where our guests will be...
Roger Nygaard, Carrie Poppy, and DJ Grothy.
And we will be talking about...
penises and why men lie about them.
That's right, penises and why men lie about them. That has been the free version of episode 68.
Heather's really cool. Can I say that?
She is very cool. You can say that. Do you guys want to press anything before we get out of here?
I was on Last Comic Standing 2 years ago.
We knew that already. Jeff?
God bless you.
You can see Jeff on a cruise ship near you.
No, I'm doing my one-man show in Walla Walla for 3 weeks.
Well, there you go.
Daddy's Barbecue.
And I don't think... Philbert, do you have anything to press before we wrap up the free show?
I started a blog, The Greatest Revelation, at WordPress.com.
I'll be goddamn. Well,
there you go.
There you go. This has been free version of episode 68. If you'd like to hear the full 90-minute version, go to ardentatheist.com premium and subscribe. I'm your host, Emery Emery.
And I'm Heather Henderson, our theme music courtesy of the sound editor of the Aristocrats, Eric Wilson. And special thanks to our Wall of Reason moderator, Joseph. One day we hope to meet him in person, Swam. And our digital publicist, Cameron. We've already met that guy, Winters.
You've been listening to Ardent Atheist on Dissident Radio. Ardent Atheist is a product of natural selection.
What a mess.
All right. So
there's an